The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly, and now it's time for our weekly Powering Your Property segment, where we take a look at what's happening in Singapore's property market. Now, this week, we're going to speak about something a little bit different, and that is South Korean buyers in Singapore. Now, according to Guacolands, South Koreans have been ranked amongst the top 10 foreign buyers of non-landed homes in Singapore. They even ranked as high as 6th place among foreign buyers in the first quarter of 2019. Now, according to Guacoland, the trend started almost 15 years ago when the number of Koreans purchasing real estate in Singapore jumped by 132% in 2006 compared to 2005. And to tell us more, we're joined by Dora Chung, General Manager Residential at Guacoland. Dora, thank you for joining us today.
Hi, Kelly.
So Dora, first tell us, why is the Singapore market so popular with South Korean buyers?
Singapore being very stable and the safety of our nation has been very appealing for foreigners. And of course, this appeals to the Korean buyers as well. And the mortgage loan environment in Singapore has been very friendly. Mortgage rates have been very attractive. Singapore currency is also strong, making it advantageous for currency conversions. And there are reasons, other reasons such as like strong government relations, promoting bilateral business dealings. So more Koreans are now working in Singapore. And ours being an English-speaking country that is cosmopolitan and still within Asia, and the presence of trustworthy developers, you know, with a good track record are all factors that are drawing Koreans and other foreign buyers to Singapore.
So this is quite an interesting trend that you've brought up to us. When did it begin?
Yes, so this trend started, we noticed this trend started about 14, 15 years ago, where there was an influx of Koreans purchasing private properties in Singapore. Like you mentioned, there has been an increase of 132% from 2005. This could likely be because the Korean government relaxed their policies on foreign property investments then. And like I mentioned earlier, the mortgage loan environment in Singapore plus the Singapore currency, making it very attractive for the Korean buyers then as well.
So are there any particular areas that you're seeing buyers attracted to within Singapore, or is in Singapore property as a whole?
Yes. So the core central region, the CCR, seems to be the most popular amongst Korean buyers. Within the CCR, Plant District 9 seems to be the most popular among them. In the last 3 years, 2017 to 2020, there were 30 transactions in District 9, of which a good popular area that the Koreans are really interested in is actually at Robertson Quay, where Guacolands Market Modern is situated.
Okay, but the core central region, isn't that a popular region for all international property investors?
The core central region actually is quite big, so it all depends on which part are they particularly buying in. So we see a considerable number in Robertson Quay, where Market Modern is, that the Korean buyers are buying in.
So why that area?
Okay, so we have been also finding out from the Korean buyers themselves. So Martin Modern by Guacolan is actually located or sitting on 1.6 hectare land with 230-story towers. And it's just a stone's throw away from Robertson Quay, which offers both a tranquil riverside lifestyle, similar to like the Koreans living by the Han River, and also a vibrant F&B scene. Majority of these Korean buyers are white-collar professionals. Some of them are in their 30s and buying for their own stay. The other thing that is really popular with the Koreans is also because the development is known for its home within a botanic garden concept, where over 80% of land area in Martin Modern is set aside for a botanic garden. The project is It's still under construction. It should be completed next year.
What kind of shift in demand, though, have you seen as a result of what's happening in the wider property market?
Shift in demand. I think people are looking for more value from the development, not only in terms of value in terms of dollar cents, mm-hmm. but they can obtain out of purchasing a development, for instance. I also noticed that well-designed development has a constant following always. So a good well-designed development will be able to attract buyers regardless of time.
Dora, thank you so much for sharing that interesting trend with us. Unfortunately, that's all we've got time for, but we look forward to having you on the show again in the future. We've been speaking with Dora Chung, General Manager Residential at Guacoland. You're listening to Money FM 89.3, Singapore's most influential radio station.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.